July 25th, 2015, Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Little daughter, as you well know, your body is only as healthy as all of its parts are healthy. When you are cooking, every ingredient must be included to fulfill the recipe. So it is with personal holiness. Every virtue must come together to make the whole, in this case, personal holiness. The more integrity the components have, the more perfect the final product. This is why in the journey through the chambers of our united hearts, a whole chamber is dedicated to the virtues. Each virtue needs to come to perfection in order for the whole to be perfected. It is as though personal holiness was a symphony. Every instrument must be played perfectly. Every note must be included. Imperfections stand out to the trained ear. The soul conscientiously making the journey through the chambers must pray to be given the gift of knowing his weaknesses, knowing when he is off key. It is only in this self-knowledge the soul can advance and his spiritual health brought to perfection. It is in this cause for perfection the recipe for personal holiness is completed, the symphony of virtues melodious to God's ears. A note is given to read Matthew chapter 7, 24 through 27. The synopsis, reference to the conclusion of our Lord's teachings from his Sermon on the Mount. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.